Hey guys, welcome back to Raunchy Thoughts. Here's Annette and myself, Enrique. Today's podcast is called I Do, I Don't. In this podcast today, we're going to be talking about weddings and different ideas, pretty much the whole topic, cover everything about a wedding.
Right. Just like questions of what would you do or what do you think is appropriate for planning a wedding?
What would you do for a Klondike bar? No, I'm kidding.
What would you do
for a Klondike bar? Okay, so I guess I'll let you ask the first question because you came up with that one.
Okay, so the first question is big day proposal. Do you want a big proposal, small proposal? Do you think you should discuss getting married first before getting a proposal?
I would definitely recommend having a conversation before. I do like the idea of a surprise, but I think a conversation has to be done before doing a proposal because you probably don't know if that person's on the same page as you.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like a lot of people expect it to be a surprise, though. But you can't really guess what people are thinking and where they're at, right?
Yeah, but I think there's a different idea of surprise because you can have that conversation and say yes, we're at that level to get married, but that doesn't mean it's immediately going to happen right then and there. Like the idea of surprise would be like surprising somebody later on down the line
with the proposal, like
yes,
like something romantic, like going on your first date or where y'all met, whatever. I get that surprise.
I like the idea of a surprise. I like the idea of something like extravagant, not like, oh, we're having dinner here, let's get married.
What do you mean by extravagant though? Like on top of the like New York building or what?
Yeah,
what exactly? No,
yeah, like
that's too much money just to ask one question.
No, like not on top of the New York building. No, like something a little more romantical, something a little more.
When you
like,
didn't say romantical, you said extravagant.
So I mean, like,
what do you think when you say extravagant?
When I think extravagant, I mean like, I think I would want my family there. I would want to be out somewhere, not like maybe. I mean.
But wouldn't it give it away if your family was there? Or were you expecting like a holiday proposal?
I don't think it'll give it away if the family's there because you can always do things with families. You know, like.
But usually when I usually get together with my family, it's because of a holiday or a big event. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, but then again, I'm not there where I'm dating someone enough to bring them around my family either.
Yeah, which I mean, I think I would like to have my family there. If it's not possible, then it's not possible.
Yeah.
But I definitely would want it done, like, out somewhere, you know, like, where people can see, like, you know. I like the idea of that. I just think it's cute. It's romantic, you know, like, it's sweet.
I would want something more intimate. I think I would just want it to just be me and him. I would still want it to be romantic, but I wouldn't want everybody being there because if I cry... Yeah, I don't need that on video.
I cry ugly.
There's actually a trending topic on Twitter right now because this guy proposed to his girlfriend at her graduation. Mm-hmm. She like graduated master's or doctorates or something. So like a lot of women are like, why do guys propose when it's supposed to be about me?
Yeah.
You know, I feel like there's a difference between we shine and me shine and you shine, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like there's definitely an appropriate time to propose. Yeah. Don't combine events. That's my thing. Like, if it's Mother's Day, it's Mother's Day. I don't want it to be,
I think it depends on the person, though. I think it really depends on that. Because some girls like that. You know, some girls like it because I think that
Do you like it? Would you like that?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
So big question. Would you propose or would you expect your partner to propose?
Oh. I think I'd rather be proposed to.
Okay.
I would rather be proposed to, but if it have to be the other way around to push somebody to make that decision, hint, 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 no, I'm playing.
Oh, God. So this is why we're doing this episode today, huh?
No,
we're gathered
not.
Here today, no, I'm playing.
No, it's definitely not. Like, no. I can't even talk. Like,
no. At least you could do other things. Okay.
Let's... No, but yeah. So I mean, it's. I think I would want to be proposed to though. Okay. So the next question is. Would you rather want a big wedding or a small wedding?
You skipped one.
Oh, what did I skip?
Do you care about the ring price?
Oh, I did.
So the ring that's presented to you, do you care? Because some people like really care about how big God, the diamond is. Well, obviously, guys don't get that big of a diamond.
But... I mean, if it's a gay man, you know, maybe. No, I mean, me personally, I really don't. I don't think I care for the price, to be honest.
I don't either.
Personally, I like silver more. And silver is cheap. So I really don't like gold.
You don't like gold at all?
I mean, I've seen white gold and it looks nice. Mm-hmm. But I still like silver more. But then again, when it comes to, I guess, a wedding ring, a silver ring would tarnish, right?
I feel like eventually, gold. With time, it might tarnish a little bit. For me, I don't know. I like both silver and gold. I wear more silver than gold, obviously, because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
But for the ring price, I don't think I care because I can potentially lose it or get mugged for the ring. So it's, like, not a deal breaker for me.
I honestly don't care about the ring price either. Like, I really don't care about the price.
I think it's more, like, people that are prestige, you know, care about being shown off. I'd rather my money go towards something more like a house.
Or, definitely. Honeymoon. Oh, yeah.
Fuck that wedding ring. People spend like ten thousands and up. I'm like, oh, that's insane for a little
like,
piece of jewelry.
I had a friend that she had her wedding in Vegas, and she, I think for her wedding gifts, she enlisted in a honeymoon website, and that's where she did like people could donate to her like different parts of that trip,
kind of like a Cash App thing.
I think so, like pretty much like on there she had like, we're gonna go like scuba diving, so for each person it's like $40, so somebody could donate like $40 and that would pay for one person to go scuba diving, and then like if somebody else, one of their other friends decided to pay the other 40, like that would pay for the other person.
Right.
And then whatever didn't get paid for, they would just pay for it themselves. But that was their wedding gifts, you know, instead of having them buy them stuff for their house or, you know, buy them like give them actual cash. they had their honeymoon covered.
You got yourself ahead.
Huh?
You got yourself ahead with the wedding gifts.
Oh.
You like...
Did I?
Yeah.
How did I?
That's like down the list.
Oh, about well,
the
damn. Gifts. Well, shit. I get ahead a lot. Oops.
Okay, so.
I get ahead a lot.
So, yeah. So, you would prefer cash gifts, monetary gifts, or something like that where they set up like an app where you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because honestly, yeah, you can register in different places, but. That don't mean they're still going to get you the right thing, even though it tells you exactly what to get.
Some people are like, I don't want to buy this, so
I'm going to buy the other
one. I don't want them to know how much I'm spending on them.
Yeah, I don't. And then I'm like, I hope there's a gift receipt in there.
Okay. Some people don't know how to pick gifts.
That's going to go straight to eBay.
Okay, so would you want a big wedding or a small wedding?
You know, for years, I told myself, I'm never getting married. I'm never getting married. I'm never getting married. And then as I worked in the floral industry, I was like, oh my God, I want a big wedding. Like, I want to go extravagant. I want this. I want that. I want that. I want that. I want one of everything, please. That'll be on the registry. Thank you. But then, after watching like all the brides that I deal with, I'm like, oh my God, they spend so much money on just flowers. So
it's
then
definitely expensive, and flowers people go are very into expensive. Debt. I'm talking about the whole wedding. It's expensive, and people go into debt just to get married to someone. I feel like if we don't have the money, like if we're not a millionaire, billionaire, whatever, I don't feel like you should have a big wedding.
Yeah.
Like, because what matters is that you're spending the rest of your life with this person. Mm-hmm. Right. And if I, like, let's say we're struggling or whatever.
Yeah.
I'd rather just, again, the money go to either honeymoon or the house that we're going to live in.
I'd prefer a house if I don't have one, hell. Exactly. But I think I would rather have, like, a small wedding, too, because, you know, I just... I'm stressed out,
planning the whole thing.
Not just that, but then you end up with people there that don't really care for you. They're just there for the chisme. You know what I mean? For the drama. Like,
but even if I would have a big wedding, like, let's imagine a perfect world where I had Kim Kardashian money or something.
Achinga.
I would still have an extravagant wedding. I just wouldn't invite everybody and their mama. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would still be selective about my guest list.
Yeah.
Because... you don't get to benefit if you haven't been a ride or die.
But you know Latinos bring everybody and their fucking mama.
RSVP
like
RSVP only. No children allowed.
No. Limit guests. Only one more. You only get a plus one. That's
it. You don't even get a plus one, okay? They're not married to you. No plus one.
Right? You don't get a plus one. No. That's why I sent you an invitation and not the other person. No, but I think I would want a small wedding. I think small, something easy. Like, you know, my boyfriend's cousin got married in Cancun. Like, she just totally went and had a destination wedding, which was pretty nice, you know, because she had to worry about absolutely nothing.
Well, yeah, because like, people who are being, you know, godos, they're not going to want to go to a destination wedding.
Yep.
You know?
And see, and that's the thing is, if you want to come to my wedding, then you got to pay for yourself to come to my wedding. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm, you know, not that I'm being like, I'm not being like rude or ugly in that sense, but the people that would be closest to me would be willing to make that expense and not make it about themselves. You know what I mean?
Not me. I'll make it about myself anytime.
Well, then you're fucked like Chuck. I guess you'll stay here at home.
I'm gonna be the bridezilla, the best friendzilla. Not at all.
As
a matter of fact, don't pick me as your maid of honor.
Hey, I think I'm getting married next year, this year.
I think I'm gonna have a tragic accident that year.
No, I'm like, I'm actually getting married this year, but I'm telling you, I'm getting married next year. Oh, if you're gonna be a fucking bridezilla, bridesmaidzilla.
No, I'm good. You can have a dog.
Oh my god. And so. Are you? Oh, you're deleting them as we're doing them.
Yeah, it makes it easy.
I'm like, where the fuck are they going? Like, where'd they go?
You barely caught on to that.
Yeah, I was wondering where they were going. Like, what the hell?
So, would you want to have a wedding with kids or without kids?
Hold on, let me explain to the people what we're doing here because it took me a minute to figure it out. Okay. So, I started a note thing, taking notes on the iPhone, right? And I shared that note with Annette so that she can look at what I had put on these notes, and then she can add in whatever she wanted to ask or whatever she wanted to talk about. That way, we're both on the same page. So we're both on our phones looking at these notes, and as we're covering questions, she's deleting them, but I couldn't fucking figure out where they were going.
That's why I call it my little blondie, y'all.
Yes. Oh my god. Okay, so back to the question that you just asked me, kids or no kids?
Yeah.
I definitely want one kid. I don't know if I can handle more than one.
No, the question was, do you want kids coming to your wedding or no kids?
Oh my god.
That's what I thought we were talking about.
Blondie here. I mean, that's pretty debatable. If it's not a fancy wedding, I don't think it matters. You know, like, if, because honestly...
It does, because that's an extra mouth to feed.
Yeah, but, I mean, if
and
it's...
people
so,
overserve their kids.
So, one of my friends, she got married in her backyard. Mm-hmm. And, I mean...
Was it a potluck wedding or what?
Yeah, well, I guess so.
Yeah.
Which, I think it was cool, because it was just, you know, it's your close friends. Yeah, you know, like, it's people that really care about you, not people that just want to be there to know what you know what I mean, like, right. Not people that are just
no
interested
judgment. I was just saying, was it a potluck wedding, because I know those are a thing, and yeah. I feel like that's cool, because if you want to contribute, you know, you have to bring something.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't think people brought anything, like, they pretty much they had like finger food, you know what I mean, like, it wasn't like an extravagant wedding, it's right. Like something, you know, small. They got married in the backyard, you know, something simple, and I think that was awesome, you know. Like, it's very personal, you know, it's very pretty much personal, you and that one person, you know what I mean? You and your selected guest that came, you know, because not everybody's going to come to, like, you know, a backyard wedding, because some people want to go to something that's crazy and exotic, and they want to be chismosos, you know, like, especially in the Latin culture. Gosh, chismosos, man, like, chismosos a la chingada.
Well,
so
I would not want to have kids at my wedding.
If it was a backyard wedding, I'd have kids
there. I wouldn't have a backyard wedding. I just would not have a wedding at all.
No?
No.
What?
Yeah, no.
I really liked my mom's wedding. Like, it was like...
that. I mean, I'm not judging people who have backyard weddings. I just wouldn't do it myself.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't.
But it's just so expensive. Like, a salon is expensive.
Exactly. But even a backyard wedding can be expensive because you have to rent the chairs, mm-hmm. tables, your dress, you know, everything. So, I don't know. I feel like, again, I prefer having no wedding at all. Yeah. To be honest with you, I don't think I would have a wedding at all.
No?
No.
I don't mind a backyard wedding.
Again, Kim Kardashian money, someone else gets to plan the wedding. Not me. I don't have to stress out about it. I just tell them what I like, what I don't like. They figure out the rest.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, my question, like, it's not really a question. Well, I guess it is. But padrinos or no padrinos? So, in the Latin culture, when you get married, when you have a quinceañera, when you have certain types of parties, you have a padrino, which is a godfather. For everything.
But the godfather that was chosen for you as a child, or people can just volunteer to be padrinos and padrinas?
Yeah, it'd be people, like, you go and you ask people if they want to be a padrino or something. So, that being said, like, they're pretty much sponsors. So, they'll sponsor, like, one person will sponsor the DJ, one person will sponsor the cake, one person will sponsor the, I guess the wedding dress, one person will sponsor the venue. So, that, in the Latin culture, that's how it's things popular, work.
Yeah, because everybody, like, if you go to Mexico, people don't make a lot of money, so they, like, that's how they get big together, you know? But I personally would not want to have padrinos, mm-hmm. because I feel like when people buy stuff for you, they expect stuff from you, something back.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's just like, dude, I'm just thinking about my bank account right now. Like, I'm broke. I cannot be a padrino at all. So I'm not going to ask people to do something for me that I can't do for them. Right. Yeah. So that's just me.
Well, see, my way of seeing this is that, like, I don't, for one, I don't like asking people for things. Mm-hmm. Okay. Two, when you have somebody sponsor, then you have to invite them. And then they want to invite everybody else. And that's how it becomes a massive party.
Right.
That's how it becomes a massive wedding. And it's no longer about you. It's about pleasing everybody else that contributed to this wedding.
Yeah.
So
I feel like our families are kind of different because we're both Mexican and Latinos, but our families are like different.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you have people that, let's say, for example, if you were having a wedding and you're like, mm-hmm. oh, I don't want padrinos. And then I feel like your family would still be like, oh, I'll get this if you let me invite this person, right?
Yeah. Well, see, that just, I mean, because my dad's from Mexico. And so that's just how it works over there. Is like, you know, you have somebody sponsor everything. Like, that's literally everything.
That's
so
what
you,
I'm saying. Like, when you get stuff from people, they expect stuff back. Like, getting to invite whoever they want.
Yeah.
Or, you know, getting to play their music that they want at the wedding mm-hmm. that you necessarily don't want. You know, things like that.
Yep. So, I see it this way. If I can't afford my wedding, I don't need to have one. If I'm going to have to go around and ask people for that favor, I don't think I want to get married. I'd rather do a backyard wedding.
Instead of sweet and simple. So I just thought about something. So if I didn't want a wedding, mm-hmm. I would just do the quarter, go do my honeymoon, and then buy the house. I would have a housewarming party. That way people can, you know, help me with the house stuff. Because obviously when you're newlyweds, you're going to move into the house and you're going to need certain things that you don't have already. So I feel like that would be much better than a backyard wedding for me personally.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, who walks who down the aisle?
That is a very good question. And I included that one on there because that's a very good question in the gay community. Because, you know, it's you either have two men or you have two women. So who walks who down the aisle? Like, who's the first one to be down the aisle? Like, I don't know.
What about whoever asked whoever asked, I imagine, yeah, would stand, and who the person that got asked would walk.
Yeah, I guess that's...
Does that make sense?
I guess that's good. I guess that'll work.
And, okay, I have another follow-up question for that. Mm. Would you wear white?
That's a good question. I did think about it, and I sketched something out, and it was white, but it was like, it was kind of like a tuxedo. I don't remember that guy's name. I forgot his name. The one that was on the red carpet with that black tuxedo dress.
Oh, the one that was inspired by the Mexican,
I can't remember that guy's name. I cannot remember his name to save my life right now.
I don't remember. But anyhow, I just know the dress, the outfit was inspired by a Latino transgender guy or something like that.
Well, see, like, I wouldn't wear a dress. Definitely not. The dresses are not for me. But I do like the idea of a tuxedo that kind of goes kind of like a blazer.
Yeah.
But it's a little like it kind of flutters in the back. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like it's not.
I guess my question is, would you wear white? Because white is like for purity and.
Girl, I am not pure.
I know. We both know. But there's. You think that all these sucias getting married in white, you think that they...
Girl.
Okay, so my question is, would you, a sucia, wear white to your wedding?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I like white with gold accents.
Yeah, that's a nice combination.
Yeah.
I don't know, because have you ever seen Indian weddings? They're so beautiful.
And oh, all my God, yes. Gorgeous. I mean,
obviously, I wouldn't wear a bindi and stuff like that, because that's not my culture. Unless I married an Indian guy, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But... Those weddings are so beautiful.
They are.
So I'm kind of like in between. If I were to have a wedding,
yeah,
I would wear white or like go with colorful.
Yeah. Man, colorful sounds fun though.
Yes.
Okay. So, would you have a wedding? Wait, would your wedding have a theme?
I don't know. I feel like themes can get tacky. Pretty fast
for a wedding,
and then you have like an idea in mind, but your
planner probably doesn't.
No, not the planner. The people attending probably don't know what the hell you want. Yeah, like let's say we were to have a masquerade wedding. I feel like that would be fun as hell.
Oh yes,
but I don't know if people would get it.
Yeah,
I don't know. I always thought that would be cool.
I've never been to a masquerade party.
I always wanted to go, and I hear New Orleans still has badass masquerade parties.
So I've always wanted to go to a masquerade party, but the only reason I never went to a masquerade party is because of my glasses. And so, like, for
but
years...
But you have contacts.
What, now I do, but for years I didn't have contacts because, like, they were freaking expensive because my astigmatism is so bad. So, like, contacts for me, guys, cost me, like... $600 or $500 for a year supply. That's expensive. My glasses cost me like $700, but it's because I got Kohan. But we ain't nobody looking at that. But
we're getting off track here. The discussion is weddings.
Let me tell you, nobody even looks at my glasses. Like they're like, oh, those are nice glasses, but they're not like, where are they from? Bitch, do you not see the Kohan on the side of it?
I don't even know what the hell you're talking about
right
now.
Oh my God. Okay. What? Back to wedding topics. I'm done with you. You're supposed to be a fashionista. You should know these things, okay?
Glasses are not part of fashion, sir.
Yes, they are.
And I disagree with you because fashion does not mean labels. Mm. I feel like people hide behind labels to think they're fashionable, but not really. Anyways, besides the point.
Anywho.
Anywho. Are you changing your last name?
I don't know. That's to be decided. Honestly, I don't... It'd be weird if I changed my last name. Because, I mean, imagine. I don't want to give out my boyfriend's last name, but it's a white-ass last name, okay? And I'm brown as could be, so...
What about a hyphenated name?
I don't like hyphen. No, that makes the name too damn long.
So Latinos get their parents,
yes, baby, but
you know,
no.
They get both sides
but
from
no.
the mom and the
but
dad.
But no, and my name is already
if
long
I'm
enough.
Changing my name, they're changing their name, and That's what I have to say about that. Because if I have to go to DMV to stand in that long ass line and I have to change all my shit, social.
Wait, you got
to
do
insurance.
That?
Yes. Oh, when you change your name, you have to go to DMV to change the name on your license.
I thought all
the
that name automatically gets submitted.
No. So if I'm changing my last name, you're changing your last name. We're both going through hell, changing our names on everything we own.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we happen to get divorced, we're both going to go through that hell again. So.
Oh, my goodness.
And if you don't want to go through that hell, nobody got to change their name.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I think my dad would get pissed if I changed my last name.
You got to continue the name.
Yes.
The Latino name.
Oh, my gosh. Because you know Latinos are very big on
Oh, my God. You know what I just thought about?
Because, yeah.
What I just thought about was the proposal. Remember I told you last time that if my husband asked my dad before he asked me, mm-hmm. I'm going to have a fucking cow.
Yeah. 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 But that's, see, that's I think it's a respectful thing, though. Okay.
I feel like it's a disrespectful thing.
Yeah.
But that, again, that's to the preference of
But
the
you know what?
Being asked.
I think it's because it's an old tradition.
Because, yeah, it's a very old tradition because fathers used to own their daughters. Mm-hmm. And that's where that mm-hmm. comes from. So that's why I don't like that tradition.
Yeah. Yeah.
And some people find it very romantic and they mm-hmm. like tradition. That's fine. Me personally, please do not ask my father before you ask me. Actually, don't ask him at all. He doesn't need to know. He didn't ask me when he got married.
So my
dad was basically, he introduced me to his girlfriend one weekend, and then the next weekend he announced he was getting married.
Yeah, he's like, hey,
he's getting the same courtesy. If I could deal with it, he can deal with it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, pretty much. Pretty much.
Alrighty, it's your turn to ask the question.
Okay, let's see. So, who plans the wedding?
If I were to have a wedding, I would want a wedding planner, to be honest with you, because I feel like I would be stressed out because I pay attention to details.
Yeah.
And I get caught up in details.
Yeah.
So, I would want a wedding planner to help me out. I would not want my mom to plan it out.
No. Hell no.
I love you.
Sorry, Mom. Love you.
Love you, but no, Mom. Like, my mom is Pentecostal, so we have very complete opposite tastes.
Oh, girl, you're going to be walking around with, like, this poofy dress back in the vintage days. You can't even be showing your ankles, girl.
Yeah, no, my mom is not planning my wedding.
Mm-mm. It's gonna be a jean
honor,
dress.
I feel like my maid of honor would be someone, like, really close to me that I love and trust.
Mm-hmm.
And I would not want to stress that person out. I don't think I'd be a bridezilla, but I think that I would be very specific again with what I want.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd hire a wedding planner, though. Mm-hmm. I think I could do everything myself because I wouldn't want anything big. So a small wedding can easily be planned. You know, like, you just get a cake, get your outfit, make sure the rings are there.
The backyard wedding.
And then I can do the flowers myself. Hell, I'm a floral designer.
Do you really want to be doing labor work for your wedding, though?
Yeah, because I know what I want. Nobody's going to do what I want other than me. I'm just saying.
I wouldn't want to be doing labor during my wedding. I would not.
I mean, you know, you do them a couple
I
days before.
I wouldn't mind a couple things because, you know, we're both crafty.
Yeah.
But, like, to do the whole thing by myself, no.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're not. You're just.
You're doing my flowers anyway.
You're not manually doing everything. Bitch, you're going to help me, too.
No.
Oh, fuck yeah.
No.
I ain't doing all that shit by my damn self.
Yes, you are.
Got me
fucked up. My husband will help you. I'll send him to you.
Girl, he could probably get even put his pants on.
Who are you talking to, okay? Who?
Anywho. Okay, so... Oh, yeah. So who would be... How would you select your bridesmaid and your maid of honor?
Oh, my God. I feel like that would be the most stressful part of my wedding, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's like deciding who gets to be a part of the show. I feel like my sisters would... I mean, I have four sisters. So mm-hmm. I feel like they would want to be my...
Yeah.
You know?
Your chalanas.
My what?
Your chalanas. Because, you know, they say chalan. No. Like, chalan, oh, chalan. Like.
I've never heard that. Chalanas.
Oh, my God. So, your chalanas. I don't even know if that's a fucking word. I just
my
made
cholas?
It up.
I don't believe.
Your chones?
No. Those are my sisters.
Oh, my God.
So, I feel like I would be either combining my sisters and friends that I mm-hmm. want, or I don't know who I'd pick as my maid of honor. Probably not Jenny. Sorry, Jenny. Love you, but.
But
I'm not gonna be fighting with my maid of honor though.
Oh my god, I know that would be like a freaking war zone.
We can make a YouTube reality show out of that, honestly.
Oh my god, you two every day if y'all lived in the same damn place.
Oh no god. And she wants us to be roommates. She wants me to go move with her in North Carolina and be her roommate. I don't think one of us would survive.
Oh hell no. nope.
And you, well, how would you pick?
Honestly, it'd be hard to pick who's gonna do what. I don't know, really, because it'd be a debate between you and Deborah as like the maid of honor. Mm-hmm. And y'all'd have to fight it out to death.
I'm not fighting nobody, okay? You don't want me as your maid of honor. I will sit my happy fat ass on the sidelines while Deborah sweats her ass off with the fucking flowers.
So either that or if my sister would want to be the maid of honor, you know, because. I hold my sister really close to me. Yeah. So I think my sister would be my first choice.
But your sister's going to plan your bachelor party?
Oh,
that's
shit.
That's the job of the maid of honor.
Well, she can stay. She don't have to come to the bachelor party. She could be the maid of honor, but like at the place of whenever we're getting married. Just not the bachelor party, because I'd be awkward.
Exactly.
Damn, fucking epiphany right now. Shit, that's mind blown. Yeah, no, she couldn't be the maid of honor. Never mind. Sorry, sister.
That's why, but I also wouldn't want my sisters to be bridesmaids, because then they would come to the bachelor party. I don't want them to see me be a thot.
A thotty thot thot.
I mean, but like, they're humans too, and they got needs. Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to see them be a thot either, okay?
Well, I think you have to wait until they're older. Don't get married until they're older, okay?
I mean, obviously. Like, I'm not getting married anytime soon. I don't even have a boyfriend.
I mean, you know.
You know, life comes at you fast.
You know, you can be like your daddy.
No, I will not be like my dad. It would probably take a year for us to even move in the same place.
Oh my gosh.
Or more.
I mean, you know.
You?
Yeah, look at me. Girl, we're going 3 years strong, girl. We still don't live together. That's all right, though. That's all right. Well, guys, we have reached our 30 max, our 30 minute limit of our podcast. Last time we went over, like, we went an hour.
Yeah, like 30 minutes more. Y'all got like two podcasts in
yes.
all in one.
Y'all got a specialty, okay? Be happy.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, so we're just going to go ahead and cut this shit out. Oh. Cut this shit off.
I have to talk to you about this between stuff, and I'm blaming
you. Hatching now. Yeah, so we're going to cut it out. All right, guys. So thanks for listening.
Thank you.
You got Annette and Enrique here, and we are out.
Bye.
So keep it raunchy and keep it thotty. Love you guys. Bye.
I already did that.